Okay, just to inform the audience again, items 2, 3, 4, 5 are all deferred. So we are on items 6, and we're going to take up 6 and 7 together. They're for the same area. Item 6 is PR 2020-4747, site plan 2021-484. And 7 is the same project number, and SD 2021-117, a final plat. And this is for Daytona Road Northwest between I-40 and Daytona. And I see Mr. Karika in the queue ready to go. Go ahead and introduce yourself and address, and I'll swear you in.
Morning, Madam Chair. Vince Karika with Tierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. Mr. Karika, do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Today's agenda, you've submitted a plat that establishes the boundaries for the parcel that you have a site plan for as well. So go ahead and talk to us about the plat and any remaining issues you might want to tell us about on the site plan.
Madam Chair, Vince Karika. Yes, we have the preliminary plat approved. I think it was on May 5th at DRB. We've submitted the final plat. And the site plan was deferred from last week to be heard with the final plat. The one item or two items left on the site plan is to Cheryl, I believe, has one note she wants added to the landscape plan. And then confirmation of the UECs being paid to the Water Authority. My understanding in watching emails flying around yesterday was the owner was working with the Water Authority to get those paid yesterday. I didn't see any confirmation of that. Blaine, I don't know if you got anything confirming they got paid, but I know they were in the process. Final plat, I think we are in the same circumstance of we need the pro rata fees paid. And then I know the owner is working on the financial guarantees and the IIA for that final plat.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Karika. And is there anyone else from the applicant team that would like to speak right now? Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's now ask, is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on either item 6 or 7, plat and site plan at Daytona Road Northwest near I-40. Please raise your hand or speak up now. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority. And if you would, please address both the final plat and the site plan in your comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Good morning, Vince. I think as you stated, we are have everything we need excepting the pro rata. And I just confirmed with Martha and our customer service office, we did receive the payment yesterday. So we should be good to go as far as the Water Authority is concerned on this particular project. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. All previous comments have been addressed and code enforcement has no additional comments or objections to either project or to either portion of the project.
Okay, Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Summerfelt with Parks and Rec. So the last time we just spoke about adding that note regarding the hydromulch, and I hadn't seen that on there, so that was my comment for today. but that can be delegated or, but I don't have any other comments on the other requests.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology.
Mr. Mayhill, Hydrology. Hydrology has an improved grading and drainage plan. The engineer stamp date of March 29th, 2021. We have no objection to the site plan, plat, or infrastructure list.
Okay, thank you. Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. All of my previous comments have been addressed, and Transportation has no objection to the infrastructure list, plat, or site plan. Thank you.
Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll speak in regards to the site plan. We had, we had a comment about needing the project and application numbers added to the site plan. They have since sent us a supplemental cover sheet for the site plan with that information. So we're good on that. And we wanted to be able, we needed to confirm if they met the non-residential facade design requirements of 511E2A of the IDO. And Madam Chair, do you want me to elaborate on how they meet those requirements? In my analysis?
I think just briefly, if you would. Mr. Runbeck did go through this really thoroughly. It was a little tricky to line up what your architect had written with what the requirements are, and Mr. Rodenbeck took that on himself to do that extra work to line those up. And so if you could just go through that briefly, I think that would be good for the record.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So there are four separate requirements under 511E2A for the design for the development to meet. The first one's facade shall be designed to provide a sense of scale at ground level by providing a clear architectural distinction between ground levels and all additional levels. This is a one-story development, so that doesn't apply. Requirement number two is that each street-facing facade shall incorporate at least two of the following features along at least 30% of the length of the facade, distributed along the facade so that at least one of the incorporated features occurs every 40 feet. And so those requirements that are met, they have ground floor transparent windows on the north side of the facade where the reception area is. They have primary pedestrian entrances on the north side, entrance on the north side of the facade. And they have entrance portals, canopies, and extruding elements providing shade along 310 feet along the facade length of both the north and southern facades. And they have high clear story windows placed 10 feet high along portions of both the north and south facades. And when it comes to the entrance portals, canopies, and extruding elements providing shade, and the clear story windows, they meet that requirement for those both the north and the south facades. Regarding requirement number three, each street facing facade longer than 100 feet shall incorporate at least one of the following additional features, and the facades are both more than 100 feet in length. And they have a three-dimensional cornice provided. They have a change in parapet height every 100 feet of facade length provided for both the north and south facades. And so they meet that requirement. And the final requirement is requirement number four, that all accessory buildings visible from a public street shall be visible or shall be similar in color, material, distinctive roof lines, finishing details, and accent features to the primary building. The applicant didn't provide a response to this requirement, but this is a requirement for accessory buildings. And I don't know if we would really consider this development a multi-building development or not. The way it is depicted on the site plan, it kind of looks like it would be, but then it's all connected with the as one building, and I wouldn't really consider number four a requirement for this personally, in my opinion. But they meet based on my analysis the facade design requirements. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cricket, do you have any comments or questions on any of that?
Madam Chair, Vince Carica, no other than to say thank you, Jay, for doing that extensive review. I know we did hear back from the owners who agree with the efforts by the architect. And then they kind of made a side comment just as a what if was that we did all this to the north facade and then we put an opaque screen wall against the north property line and basically covered that all up. But thank you for your extensive analysis.
Okay. Hopefully all the users of the property will enjoy the north facade, Mr. Krika. And anytime some of those deciduous trees lose their leaves, then other people will enjoy a peek at that beautiful facade. So, right. And just for your reference, what Mr. Rodenbeck just went through, you know, how he went through all the different categories of the IDO and clearly laid out, like, you know, you had these options and you chose and you did one, you know, you did A and C or whatever. That's really what we need the architects to do when they submit. So just future note for future projects. Thank you. Okay, I think we are all right, so we will need the we still do need the project number, and then we'll need the recorded IIA for the plat, correct, Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck.
This is Ms. Gould, yes.
Okay. Yeah, maybe Ms. Gould did the plat, so thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think it's the application number, not the project number on the final plat that I think we actually need. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the application and the DXF file approval email from AGIS.
Yes, I was speaking about the IIA.
Okay, and Ms. Gould, I actually didn't let you give comments on the plat.
We're good. It's good. The IIA okay. is really the only thing, and the application number.
Okay, so we're going to start with the plat, and just kind of reviewing my notes. Okay, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a final plat. And in this case, we don't need to approve the infrastructure list because we did that with the preliminary plat. Is that correct, Mr. Beazar? Do we
reapprove the infrastructure list? Mr. Beazar has gone off to another meeting, but yes, the infrastructure list was signed as part of the preliminary plat.
Okay. So just to vote to approve or deny the application for a final plat. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. So this is for voting on the final plat.
Blaine Carter for the Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve the final plat.
Chris Carmejo, Hydrology, I approve.
And Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the application number to be added to the plat, the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, and the AGIS DXF file for 8 weeks.
Thank you.
There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 7, project PR 2020-4747, application SD 2021-117, final plat, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, now we're going to go to the item number 6, which is the site plan. And I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for site plan If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
To Blaine Carter for the Water Authority, I approve the site plan.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
This is Cheryl Summerfield with Parks and Rec. So I had that one item, and also I noticed another typo on the landscape plan that says landscape maintenance shall be the responsibility. So it says in here, sorry, in your notes, it says City of Rio Rancho instead of City of Albuquerque. So that was one other thing to correct in this delegation item.
Could you clearly state the delegation now, Ms. Summerfield, for voting?
This is Cheryl Summerfield with Parks and Recreation. I approve the site plan with delegation to add the note for hydromulch at the bottom of the pond and to fix the general notes on the landscape plan to state that the landscaping will be in conformance with the City of Albuquerque instead of the City of Rio Rancho.
Thank you for catching that. Continue voting. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jim Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I approve.
And Mr. Rodenbeck, we need project number and application numbers on the site plan, correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. They actually got us a supplemental with that information.
Okay, so planning approves with delegation for final sign-off. There is a consensus vote to approve item 6, PR 2020-4747, site plan SI 2021-484. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to Parks and Recreation and Planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Okay, now we do a big.
Vince Carrico, thank you all, appreciate it.
And congratulations to you, Mr. Krika, for sticking with all these details, and we appreciate your work on all of them. And good luck with this project.
Thank you.